Israel and the Palestinians have agreed on a plan for a partial withdrawal of Israeli troops from Palestinian-controlled areas of the Gaza Strip and parts of the West Bank. The agreement came after talks between Israel's defense minister and senior Palestinian security officials. The talks on the issue had broken down last week after Israeli officials said the offer was limited to the Gaza Strip. NPR's Linda Grantstein joins us on the line from Jerusalem. Linda, what's been agreed to? What exactly is Israel offering in this plan?
Well, the agreement came out of a meeting with Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer and senior Palestinian officials, including Abdul Razak Yehia, the newly appointed Palestinian Interior Minister, who has responsibility for security. And according to the agreement, the Palestinian Authority will take responsibility for security in several areas, starting in Gaza and in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. And Israel will then withdraw its troops from parts of Gaza and from Bethlehem as a first step, and Israeli security officials say it could extend to other Palestinian cities that Israel has been reoccupying for the past several months.
Well, what reaction has there been from the Palestinians?
Well, the Palestinian officials did not immediately comment. The information on the deal was coming out of a statement by the Israeli Defense Ministry. However, Palestinian officials had last week rejected a similar deal that dealt only with Gaza. So it seems that the addition of Bethlehem, which Palestinian officials say was originally part of the deal and then Israel reneged, but it seems that including Bethlehem, including part of the West Bank, is what changed the minds of the Palestinian security officials, and they agreed to sort of give this plan a try.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are conditions like right now in the West Bank and Gaza?
There is a growing humanitarian crisis in the West Bank and Gaza. The Palestinian labor minister, Rassan Khatib, today said that unemployment is as high as 80% in these areas. And that's a huge jump from 40% in the West Bank and something like 50 to 60% in Gaza almost just a couple of months ago. Several humanitarian organizations, including CARE, recently issued a report saying malnutrition among Palestinian children is increasing, and the United Nations has restarted food supplies to tens of thousands of impoverished Palestinian families. So the situation is getting worse and worse, and Palestinian officials say they hope that an Israeli, even a gradual troop pullback, might begin to allow them to lead some kind of normal life, which they haven't been able to do for months, in some cases for almost 2 years now.
Well, real quickly, Linda, on another issue, Israel's Supreme Court today issued a temporary injunction against Israeli soldiers using Palestinians as human shields. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the injunction says that the army has to respond within a week about why it feels using Palestinians to knock on doors of Palestinian suspects is necessary. It refers to a case this week in which a 19-year-old Palestinian was killed after soldiers forced him to walk in front of them and knock on a neighbor's door during a military operation in the West Bank town of Tubas. And Israeli human rights groups had petitioned the court in the past. They brought that petition again today, and they're waiting for the court to rule on this long term.
NPR's Linda Grantstein in Jerusalem. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Cheryl.